This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 30th, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. With a vote of 224-200, the House of Representatives have approved its version of a farm bill. AgriPulse Lydia Johnson spoke to House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson in an exclusive interview after the vote.
Well, Chairman Thompson, you're straight off of the House floor. The farm bill finally passed through the full House. I mean, what's your initial reaction?
I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled for our farm families who I think are going to have a little bit more bounce in their step, a little more smile on their face, and they're going to sleep better, more soundly tonight because we've actually accomplished, through the House anyways, the process will continue, providing an incredible farm bill that meets their needs. For not just for 2026, but quite frankly, into the future.
A pesticide labeling provision was stripped from the original language of the bill. Thompson hopes he gets another chance to consider the merits of protecting registered products.
This was just about labeling, but they confabulated it to make it emotionally pretend it was so much more than that. This is just about proper labeling these pesticide tools that farmers need to produce yield. So it also is a threat to our national sovereignty. Because of this crazy Luna Amendment, domestic producers decide you're going to leave the country. That's going to open up a vacuum that's going to be filled by unregulated foreign manufacturers that aren't labeled properly and probably aren't safe. Those are my concerns.
The farm bill process now shifts to the Senate, where Thompson says Senator John Bozeman is ready to act.
I think Senator Bozeman's sitting over there with a catcher's mitt on, ready to take the Farm Food and National Security Act. He's more or less said that publicly. And we've been keeping him and his staff really up to date with, as we've worked so hard on the text of this bill. Now, he's going to have to make some modifications because ultimately he has at least 60 votes in the Senate to go forward. And I think he'll be able to navigate that. I have a lot of confidence that he'll be able to navigate that. And then ultimately, we'll be in regular order. We'll go to a conference committee to work out the differences.
Senate Democratic Whip Richard Durbin also sits on the Senate Ag Committee. He does not agree with the process of the GOP partisan ag proposal.
And now there seems to be a belief in the House, and I think they're wrong, that they can do terrible things to the food stamp, or what they call the SNAP program, and cut people off of it who are eligible for it to say, quote, save money, unquote. And what we do is lose our city cousins. We need to pass the bill. We know that in the Senate. When we passed the farm bill the last two times, it's been a bipartisan effort. Senator Sabinow, Democrat of Michigan, and the senator from Arkansas, Republican, they put together a bipartisan effort. We need it again.
Durbin laments the failure to approve E15 legislation thus far and says the nation needs higher renewable fuel blends.
This is so frustrating to me, because we know how critical E15 is, at least in two or three different levels. Number one, it's cheaper than gasoline, so it helps bring down the cost of the product. Number two, it's homegrown. We are the ones who control its fate going in to the future. Number three, it's good for the environment. And number four, it's a proven commodity. So we have, again, John Thune, South Dakota, Republican leader, and I agree that we ought to make E15 permanent. I think that is the way to guarantee we don't go through this battle every time we have a farm bill. And it's going to help everybody, including consumers who are battling high gasoline prices.
National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer, thankful to have the House farm bill approved, but he's frustrated that the E15 legislation stalled again.
I've been told numerous times since I've been in this position by a lot of powerful people in Washington that we're going to get this done and we're going to get a vote on it. And every time they kick the can a little farther. So it's so hard to stay positive at the moment. But, you know, May 13th is what we're hearing now. You know, I think we've whipped enough votes. I think we can do it.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.